This is Akashvani, the news read by Sharanya. In two separate encounters in Chhattisgarh, a total 30 murders were killed yesterday. A large cache of weapons and ammunition was also seized. One security force Jawan was martyred in the clashes. The first encounter occurred yesterday in Bijapur district after security force received intelligence about a large murst present in the forest along the Bijapur-Dantewada border. A second encounter took place in the border area between Kankar and Narayanpur district where four murst were killed. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has stated that Narendra Modi government is moving forward with the ruthless approach against the naxalists. In social media posts, Mr. Shah that added that India will be Naxal-free by 31st March next year. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized the need to develop villages as a first step towards building a Viksit Bharat. Speaking via video message at the Bavliyali Dham program related to Bharwara Samaj of Gujarat yesterday, Mr. Modi stressed the importance of collective efforts, reiterating his statement from the Red Fort about Sabka Prayas being the nation's greatest strength. He highlighted the role of education in empowering the community and driving modernity forward, highlighting the immense joy and pride associated with the historic Mahakumbh. Mr. Modi remarked on the significant occasion of Mahant Shri Ram Bapuji being conferred the title of Mahamandeshwar during the sacred event. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal has called for collective commitment from the government and the IT sector to achieve a $450 billion service export target. Addressing the inaugural session of NASSCOM Global Conference 2025 in New Delhi yesterday, the minister expressed confidence that in 2025-26, India's services export could surpass merchandise exports with IT at the forefront. Mr. Goyal added that services exports are expected to reach between $380 billion and $385 billion this year, further solidifying India's global presence. Both House of Parliament were adjourned for the day yesterday following protest by DMK and other opposition MP over the proposed delimitation of Lok Sabha and Assembly constituencies. The BJP has issued a whip to its Lok Sabha member, directing them to present in the lower house today. Sources said the whip has been issued as the house is scheduled to apply guillotine over the demand for grants of different ministry in respect of the union budget. Union Civil Aviation Minister Kinjarappu Rammohan Naidu has announced that 12 aerodromes, including 4 heliports, have been made operational over the past year. In a reply in the Lok Sabha, Mr. Naidu said air cargo handling capacity is being enhanced through the establishment of new air cargo facility as well as the expansion of existing ones by air cargo terminal operators. According to him, currently India has 71 air cargo facilities with 49 airports having dedicated cargo terminal designed to handle high volume efficiently. Additionally, 22 airports manage cargo operations through passenger terminals. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held a comprehensive discussion on bilateral cooperation with Bolivian counterpart Silenda Sosa Luna in New Delhi yesterday. During the meeting, both sides signed an agreement on quick impact projects. In social media post, Dr. Jaishankar stated that recent opening in New India Embassy in La Paz reflects India's resolve to deepen its partnership with Bolivia. Zimbabwe Christy Crowenty have been elected as the 10th president of the International Olympic Committee, IOC, and the first female president in IOC history. She was elected after the first round of voting at the 144th IOC session in the Costa Navrino, Greece, yesterday. International Cricket Council, ICC Chairman Jay Shah and International Paralympic Committee, IPC, have congratulated Christy Coventry on this occasion. At the Indian Open Throws Competition 2025, Seema clinched the gold medal in the women's discus throw in Navi Mumbai with a 56.39 meter effort yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.